From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, September 20th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with a Ghanaian musician who is bringing his work to the Krannert Center for Performing Arts this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. On National Voter Registration Day, the first Black sorority in history joined with the Champaign County Clerk's Office and League of Women Voters to get Champaign County registered to vote for next year's election. Members of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority helped reach out to potential voters at Douglas Park in Champaign. Janelle Hardy is with the local Alpha Kappa Alpha chapter. She says that it's important for people of color to be involved in outreach.
Oftentimes you want to see someone who looks like you providing information, and so it makes it easier to trust a familiar, what feels to be a familiar face, a familiar individual who may share like-minded concerns that you have.
Hardy says they try their best to target areas that have low voter turnout to dispel myths about voting. In Illinois, you can register to vote at the Illinois State Board of Elections website. In the wake of disturbing allegations of sexual harassment by leaders at the National Association of Realtors, advocates are demanding sweeping reforms. Claudia Morell reports.
Jason Haber is the founder of the National Association of Realtors Accountability Project, a group created in response to allegations of sexual misconduct by the nonprofit's former president and other leaders. He stood outside the Realtors headquarters in downtown Chicago yesterday.
For the last 2 weeks, I've received calls, emails, texts, private messages from women around the country who are tired of the harassment, of the assaults, of the abuse. It must end.
Haber's group is calling for an end to non-disclosure agreements at the organization. They're also asking for a third party to take complaints from employees who might be too scared to go to HR. Claudia Morell.
It's day three without cash bail in Illinois courts, and the Sangamon County State's attorney says things have been going smoothly. Several people had detention hearings in the Springfield courthouse this week. Almost all of them had already been in custody with previously set bonds. Those defendants are allowed to file a request to be considered under the new law, which could mean getting out without having to pay bond. But state's attorney Dan Wright says it could also mean people get held in jail without the option of paying a bond.
Sort of a be careful what you wish for situation. If you file and then the court finds you should be detained, then there is no cash bond and there is no ability to obtain release prior to trial.
Wright says they've already received several requests from defendants to reconsider their bond under the new law. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with a Ghanaian musician who is bringing his work to the Krannert Center for Performing Arts this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season two of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all six episodes of season two right now and catch up on season one with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This Saturday, a Ghanaian musician is bringing his work to the Krannert Center for Performing Arts. IPM reporter Owen Henderson has more.
Okaija Afroso is a member of the indigenous Gadangme people from Ghana, and he took inspiration from his people's music and traditional knowledge to create his show Jaku Mumuar, or Ancestral Spirit. Tell me about your musical inspirations. What do you draw upon when you're creating pieces?
I started my career as a dancer. Started learning to dance traditional Ghanaian drumming and dancing. So as a result, when I play music, I think like a dancer first. So heavy of my inspiration comes from my dancing background. But also over the years that I've been in the U.S., I have soaked up a lot of different genre of music and mostly I'm drawn to the cultures, like Afro-Peruvian music, Afro-Cuban music, Haitian music, Afro-Brazilian music. So all of that I like to draw from to create something unique.
Can you tell me a little bit about your show, Jacumumor?
With Jacumumor, this is a heritage project. This is a project that I've been trying to put together for a long time, and finally I was able to put this wonderful, beautiful project together that is my attempt to preserve my culture, the culture of the Gadangbe people. Because of where we are in Ghana, there's a lot of development, and as a result, it really is hard on our culture. The part of the culture that is suffering the most is the language. I wanted to go back to write songs that re-energize my people and really let people know that what we have is powerful and is we should be doing more to preserve it. So I bring all of that onto this stage.
You've spoken before about taking inspiration from your people, specifically the fishermen and their a cappella singing. What did you learn from them and their music?
The a cappella singing, we call it songs. And with these songs, it's like the newspaper. They put everything that's happening in the community into songs. And they sing these songs to pull their nets, to mend their nets, and all of that. I wanted to write a song or write a series of songs in this project that talks about what's going on globally. And so working with these fishermen, I find that when I draw from that experience, it really gives me more to talk about.
You mentioned that preserving your culture is a big part of what drives you. Tell me more about that.
I always draw on one thing, which is so powerful. For any culture to survive, it needs to have its language intact. Once you lose your language, you lose everything that has anything to do with your culture. So when the younger generation really lose the language, then it means generations to come, it's going to be fading away more and more. And I want to at least bring people's attention to it. And hopefully this will inspire younger generation or other artists to want to take the same initiative as well.
Okaja Afroso will perform at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Krannert Center in Urbana. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Claudia Morel, Mawa Iqbal, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.